Can you call on the White House line and tell them to switch the president to Mr. McNamara?
Hello?
They couldn't switch a call. It's too damned involved for them.
Yes, sir?
I want to be transferred to Mr. McNamara. Let's connect to General Wheeler.
All right. And you want Mr. McNamara now?
Yeah, Secretary McNamara, right quick.
All right, sir.
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
Dean just called me and says that he thinks there's some restrike scheduled that could be misinterpreted because of Sihanouk and because of the Romanians. And looks like every time we get where we get in weather, well, something happens, and I guess weather's not too good anyway. But
Mr. President, I can't quite hear you.
I say Dean just called me and said that there were some restrikes scheduled in the Hanoi area, and because of the Sihanouk thing and because of the Romanian thing, that he questioned the wisdom of our going in. I asked Buzz what was scheduled. He said there was nothing important except that two bridges, and they didn't need to be hit for the next day or two. I wanted to get your judgment on what you thought about it. Dean Rusk suggested I call you.
There are a total of 11 targets authorized for restrike in the 5-mile area, and 3 other targets that have not yet been struck but are authorized for strike, and therefore 14 targets authorized on which action would be deferred by Dean's proposal. I talked to Buzz about it. It was my view, and I think he shared it, as he evidently expressed to you, that deferral of strikes in that 5-mile circle for a period of days would not be serious. The weather has been bad. We haven't been hitting them regularly anyhow. So I would support Dean's view, although I must also say that I don't think the political gain of the deferral is very great either.
I don't think we get any gain, but I think we might get some damage just from propaganda-wise, and they always like to use this as a standard operating excuse.
You probably know that 2 Los Angeles Times reporters are writing a book on this theme, and that sways my judgment as much as anything. The exact point you just made. And their book could be very damaging, and it would be worse if we went in there in a slam-bang strike when the weather was good and gave any basis for Hanoi or Cambodia or the Romanians criticizing us. So I supported Dean's view, and I told him to tell that to you.
Well, then let's tell them, and you tell him that I've talked to you.
I will.
I wanted to get all the information for it did. You tell him and tell Buzz for me that let's hold it off for 2 or 3 days, and we'll talk about it a couple of days from now.
It might be helpful in the orders that go out to the field if we could put a date on it, subject, of course, to later change.
I'd tell him 2 or 3 days.
Well, instead of 2 or 3, it would probably be better if I just gave him a date such as today's the 3rd, would the 6th be appropriate?
Yeah, that's all right.
Tentatively deferred through the 6th.
That's right. Of course, if Sihanouk told us to go to hell in the morning, and the Romanian, whatever came of that, but I guess that's all right.
All right, and then we'll bring it up to you again.
Why don't you just, yeah, That's all right. Or just tell them not to strike till further notice, and that you expect that there'll be at least a 72-hour deferral.
That's
we anticipate a 72-hour deferral. Do not strike within 5 miles of NOAA until further word.
That's good.
And then we can give them notice and do it. It doesn't look too bad with the record with other folks.
Yes, very good. I'll do that.
Mr. Any other news?
No, sir. I talked to Charlie Schultz today about the problem of a no-tax bill and the expenditure reductions, and you had talked to him after you had talked to me, and he and I discussed how we'd go about it, both on the defense and the non-defense side, and I think we're in complete accord that we're going to try to get $3 billion of expenditure reduction out of defense and $3 billion out of non-defense. I've been working with my controller here. I haven't told anybody else about this in the department, but I would hope by sometime on Saturday to have a list of the kinds of actions we'd have to take to get that $3 billion expenditure reduction.
Good. Well, let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
I'll be seeing you.
Right, sir,
you call Dean now and Buzz both.
I'll do it right away.
Waiting.